Deseret News, I'm Mary Rose. The White House says Iran's supreme leader has been killed in a military bombardment carried out by the United States and Israel.
In a social media post, President Trump announced that Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei is dead, saying his passing is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The president said the assassination is justice for the Iranian people, as well as Americans and others who have been killed or mutilated by the regime. He said the U.S. and Israel launched combat operations to destroy Iran's long-range missiles and because of failed nuclear talks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One group closely monitoring today's unfolding events is the organization Transform Iran, which has been quietly preaching the gospel inside that nation since 1991. Lana Silk, president of Transform Iran, spoke with Laura Tradup of SRN News about her group's mission.
Making sure that every person, whether rich or poor, educated or illiterate, whether they're part of the Iranian government or the opposing regime, you know, that all of them need to have access to the gospel. And we want to make sure they're touched by it.
This openness that you say that they have, is that new or is that something that has really always been there and it's just hasn't been tapped into very much?
Do you know, my father often says some of the greatest evangelists Iran ever had was the Ayatollahs that came in.
That 1979 revolution in Iran triggered decades of repression. But Silk adds that despite government crackdowns, the gospel continues to flourish within many Iranian communities. Should marijuana users be able to own guns? That's what's at issue in a case being argued before the Supreme Court on Monday. The case is creating some unusual alliances. Gun control groups are aligned with the Trump administration in arguing to uphold the law that bars people who regularly use marijuana from legally owning guns. This is SRN News. A report card for American churchgoers.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it seeks to find out how Protestants who attend worship regularly are doing in different aspects of discipleship. When it comes to obeying God and denying self, 75% say they're doing that, good for a grade of C. Churchgoers also get a C on serving God and exercising their faith. But the grade is D when it comes to reading the Bible and an F on the issue of sharing Christ with others. Michael Harrington reporting.
The head of the Jewish Federations of North America has issued a warning. Speaking in D.C. this month, Eric Fingerhut said the state of the Jewish Union in America is strong, but it is being tested. We are worried about the real threats of violence and the growing acceptance of anti-Semitic rhetoric. Fingerhut is calling on Congress to take action. He says lawmakers need to expand the capabilities of the FBI and other law enforcement agencies. This is SRN News. More reports of spying by the FBI during the Biden administration. Correspondent Ron Taylor reports.
FBI Director Kash Patel has fired 10 agents after revelations that the Bureau secretly obtained phone records of Patel and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles during the Biden administration. The records were reportedly hidden in restricted access folders, raising concerns about oversight and targeting of political figures.
Patel described the subpoenas as outrageous and pledged to purge corrupt elements from the FBI. Former President Bill Clinton told U.S. House lawmakers that he did nothing wrong in his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. During hours of deposition testimony Friday, Clinton told members of Congress he saw no signs of Epstein's sexual abuse. And by this time the abuse came to light with the 2008 guilty plea, he had long stopped associating with him. More details at srnnews.com.